This is your daily news fix, the Daily Brief, right here on RCR.
Good afternoon and welcome to RCR's Daily Brief. It's Monday, March 17th, and I'm Megan McNamara. Paul Brennan is back today with the latest headlines. We'll then hear from Erica Harvey from Lobby for Good on the latest developments in the pushback against Tauranga City Council's sale of the Marine Precinct. The precinct was sold last year to a developer in what is widely seen as a bad deal for ratepayers. Then Natalie will take us to the end of the show with RCR Signpost. Now to the news.
Good afternoon, I'm Paul Brennan for RCR. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon hailed a breakthrough in trade negotiations with India as both nations agreed to restart talks on a free trade deal, a decade after previous efforts stalled. The announcement offered relief to Luxon, who had pledged to secure a trade deal within his first term. However, significant hurdles remained, particularly over dairy exports, which had previously derailed discussions. Landing in New Delhi late Sunday, Luxon was welcomed with a cultural performance before holding talks with Indian officials. Trade Minister Todd McClay confirmed negotiations would begin next month, though key details remained unresolved. The New Zealand Herald has accused Russian-backed groups of launching a Maori news site to spread disinformation and propaganda. It says the site is part of a broader Russian strategy to create division in New Zealand and beyond. University of Auckland academic Stephen Hoadley calls it an example of Russia's hybrid warfare. Responding to whether the Herald's claims were an example of censorship, Free Speech Union Chief Executive Jonathan Ayling argues that if the site's alleged content is AI-generated, then bots don't have free speech. Similar claims were made during the COVID-19 pandemic to discredit government critics. New data from the Ministry of Social Development shows there are nearly 22,000 more people receiving the JobSeeker benefit than this time last year. Labor has criticized the government's efforts as ineffective and punishing to beneficiaries. However, the government says it was expected that the numbers were going to get worse before they got better. Social Development and Employment Minister Louise Upston has highlighted the fact that 6,400 people found work last month. Tokelau says it has started discussions on a new independence referendum potentially to be held next year. The Island Territory previously voted on self-determination in 2006 and 2007, but both referendums failed to pass the required two-thirds majority. In the Middle East, a UN report accuses Israel of gender-based violence during its conflict in Gaza. It includes allegations of rape and sexual assault against detainees, as well as the deliberate destruction of health facilities. Israel strongly rejects the claims, calling the report one of the worst cases of blood libel the world has ever seen. And in Canada, Mark Carney is sworn in as Prime Minister, vowing that his country will never be absorbed into the US. His first act is to scrap the consumer carbon tax while keeping levies on industrial emissions. He also orders a review of Canada's F-35 fighter jet purchase, questioning its value amid shifting global threats. And now for RCR Quick Bites. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has affirmed New Zealand's support for Ukraine after a joint call with world leaders. Genesis Energy and Carbona will produce torrefied wood pellets with the potential to replace coal with biomass at the Huntly Power Station. A Rotorua retirement village, complete with bar, cafe and theatre, has been greenlit under the COVID-19 Recovery Fast Track Consenting Act. The UK regulator Ofcom will begin assessing tech groups' compliance on social media this week, with new censorship obligations under Online Safety Act. The US administration has flouted a judge's order and deported hundreds of Venezuelans to El Salvador. Israeli strikes have killed 14 people in Gaza in one day as negotiators work to uphold the fragile ceasefire. And Houthis in Yemen have vowed to retaliate after US strikes on Yemen killed at least 31 over the weekend. And that's RCR Bytes News for today. It's Monday, the 17th of March. I'm Paul Brennan.
Now to Paul Brennan's interview with Erica Harvey yesterday, ahead of the outcome of an injunction to try to stop the sale of Tauranga's marine precinct.
Very recently, a week or so ago, in the High Court in Tauranga, an injunction was granted against the sale. Is that correct?
Yeah, so an interim injunction was granted, and on the 25th of February, we went to the High Court to see what the ruling would be. And the judge at the end of that case reserved his decision, and so we're still awaiting that decision of what will happen. We were told that a imminent decision was probably going to happen on Friday, and that didn't happen. So, we're still waiting to see what the judge has decided on this.
And the decision from the judge is what? That the sale isn't legit, something like that?
We don't know yet. We're waiting for him to come back to tell us what his decision is. He couldn't make a decision on the day, so he's asked for more time to review all of the information.
Want to play this clip? It's the mayor of Tauranga, and I think this was recorded back in October last year. Have a listen to this, everybody, and we'll get your reaction.
Yeah, we'll be completely upfront with you. We're not happy about the marine precinct sale. Yeah, it's a shit deal.
Thank you.
I said real.
Well, it is. Real, it's a shit deal. We've inherited it. We didn't.
Okay, so it's excuse the French. It's a shit deal. They inherited it. He doesn't like it, but he's not stopping it.
Yeah, I think that's been the interesting part about this is when we, so back in the 16th of October, we went to this meeting, and this was before our public forum discussion, right? And I had told the city council I was going to be recording that meeting and sending it out to fishermen so that everyone knew what the discussion was. And I had actually forgotten about this recording until after the court date. And then when I've gone back to listen to it, as it's been resent back to me, I thought, oh my God, this is crazy that, back then they were saying, look, if we could get out of it, we would. Subsequently, since that time, there's been clauses in the sale and purchase agreement that highlight that if an injunction is filed, that the council could have gotten out of it. They have chosen not to get out of that, which is their right to do that. So I guess the question is, were they just saying something to us in a private room and then it's different when it's out in public, or has something changed, or it just seems to be so different from October to now?
If at any time before the settlement date an injunction proceeding is issued or any court order granted preventing the sale and or registration of a transfer in pursuance of this agreement, the vendor will be entitled by notice in writing to immediately cancel this agreement. That's what you're just talking about there.
That's right.
And if as a result of a breach of this agreement or of the independent agreement, one of them is terminated or rescinded prior to the settlement, then this agreement and the interdependent agreement shall be deemed to be terminated or rescinded at the same time. So they've got levers they can pull to eject from this quite easily.
Yeah, they would. And those contracts, there's two different sales that has happened. One is they sold Vessel Works, which is the business that manages the marine precinct, and then they sold the land. And so those clauses, one is on the land agreement and one is on Vessel Works. So if one is canceled, if there's an injunction filed and one of those is deemed whatever you just read, the other one then also becomes null and void.
Right. We sought comment from Mahi Drysdale, and we received the following comment from Tauranga City Council General Manager of Strategy, Growth and Governance, Christine Jones. Council has sought legal advice and is represented in respect of the injunction and the agreement. As this matter is subject to legal proceedings, it would not be appropriate for the council to make any further comment at this time. That's your standard kind of reply in these cases.
Yeah. Like this. And I mean, I guess that's, smart. We'll see what happens, what the judge decides. But when is this about making sure that the public actually understand kind of the level of involvement that the council had? Because one thing I'm reading in the newspaper says one thing, and we're seeing a totally different side to it. Back in 2019, there was an article about fishermen being pushed out of the region again for super yachts. So there's clearly a pattern of things and choices that seem to keep popping up no matter what the public say. You can look at the museum and the referendum that voted no, and now we have a $306 million museum. Consultation, which came out in the court hearing, which I guess I can't talk about, But I can't wait till we find out, because what I learned about consultation and local government, I think for all of us that sat there, we were shocked to hear, which is only something you would hear if you attended a court hearing, I'm assuming.
The curious thing for Mahi Drysdale to say that the council wasn't a party to the court case. But you say official court documents list Tauranga City Council as the main respondent.
Yeah, well, that was the sign on the door that I walked into of the High Court. It was like Pacific 7 versus Tauranga City Council and Co. So I think that's the, you know, what does not a party actually mean in this context? It just feels like word salad, you know? And from a ratepayer's perspective, I mean, I think they want to know, is the council involved or not? And I attended court. I assumed that they were involved the way that I'm confused now.
That wraps up our news and commentary for today. Over to you, Natalie, for the RCR Signpost.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Welcome to The Signpost, your guide to the latest RCR shows and ways to take meaningful action. Landing fresh on RCR today, Paul Brennan chats with Tauranga City Councillor Glenn Crowther about the call for an independent inquiry into council's commission and water reforms, while Erica Harvey from Lobby for Good looks at council's role in the marine precinct sale and injunction, why they are refuting their involvement, and Mayor Drysdale's admission that they would get out of the deal if they could. Also, Paul talks to Vince Cucurillo, the mayor of Whangarei, about their battle with the Ministry of Health over water fluoridation ahead of the extraordinary meeting at 2 p.m. today and the high stakes of legal action and financial penalties. Paul also digs into his mailbag to respond to your feedback. Simon O'Connor is back from a break, chatting with Labour MP Ingrid Leary about the state of play in New Zealand politics, party polling, and how the polls have flipped. If you missed last week's fascinating RCR 360 on digital manipulation or Wells' nightmare, you can catch it now or dive deeper with Alistair Harding's full interview with Professor Robert Epstein, uncovering some of the darker aspects of Google's breach. And Marie Buskey's talk with David Charalambos about how behavioral psychology has crept into government communications. And later today, Rodney Hyde's webinar with Dr. Sarah Ferrant, Health Outside the System, explores how to support your health beyond the pharmaceuticals. We'll be up on the app and website and ready to watch. Stay tuned, stay informed, and enjoy the shows.
And that's all from us today at The Daily Brief. As always, you'll find all the links to the interviews featured in today's show below. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and analysis. I'm Megan McNamara for The Daily Brief.